probably see the team that's probably playing as well as anybody in the league right now. Defensively, they're not giving up points, and that's the number one measuring stick of a good defense. And I think they've only given up 11 points per game on the road and 14 points per game through 10 games. That, on the defensive side, is very impressive. The other thing that has been impressive is the way that they're rushing the quarterback with Clay Matthews and the success that he's had leading the league in sacks and as an individual, and then as a team, they're one of the top three teams rushing the passer. It's going to create some problems for our, for our offense. Dom Capers is, to me, is one of the top defensive coordinators in the league, and he's got the guys playing extremely well at this point in time. I don't think anybody's playing better than they are right now on defense. On the flip side, the offense has really come into its own, as you guys know, scoring points at will the last two games, and really, I think the passing game has really what they're relying on right now. Aaron has almost been perfect the last two ball games in terms of passer efficiency, and I really think that that receiving core is deep, and it creates issues because the guys are interchangeable. There's not a set slot receiver. There's not a set X receiver, Z receiver. They can all move around, and it gives Mike and his staff a lot of options in terms of trying to create, create the favorable matchup. And he can't sleep on the run game either. I know people are talking about, about the run game, but I still think that they can run the ball effectively. But right now, they're throwing the ball and scoring very efficiently.
Mike, can you appreciate how Dom's doing, especially four or five starters have missed the majority of this season? And how hard is that to do when you've got a coach stepped up like that?
Well, they're doing a great job. Dom's got some good people working with him, Mike Turgovec. And, I know Mike and Kevin Green. I know that they've been burning the midnight oil, and they've been having guys step up in different places and give them significant playing time. And that's, that says a lot about the coaching staff, but it also says a lot about the guys on that team. When they get their opportunity, they're making the most of it. And Dom, and through the years, is always going to put out a unit that is very solid in what they're doing technique-wise. I've been impressed. I don't know, right now, in this three-game stretch, there's definitely not a team that's playing any better on defense than what these guys have done the last 3 weeks.
Mike, when did you realize Matt's learning curve was going to be as brief as it looks like it has been?
Well, I think it was really apparent early on. Matt had the opportunity to start for us from the opening day of his first season. And I said many times, it was an open competition. We were going to play the best player his rookie year, and it became apparent very quickly that on our roster that Matt Ryan was the best option for us, and he has really gone through the maturation process of becoming a very good quarterback in this league. And I think it became apparent when early on, when with the command that he had, we've been able to expand on that each and every year. I think it's been good for Matt to have the parts that Thomas Dimitroff and his staff has been able to provide for us. With the running back and the wide receiver and the tight end, it gives us a number of options to try to create matchup issues for the opposing defense.
Mike, how about the emergence of Ronnie White this year? And talk a little bit about how much him and Matt have been building off of each other to become, towards the top in their positions in the league.
Well, Roddy has really dedicated himself this past off season. He signed a new contract last summer, and he spent the entire off season here with us with our athletic. Athletic Performance Group headed by Jeff Fish. And I think that you're just seeing the benefits of the hard work that he put in the offseason. He and Matt spent time throwing the ball on their own during the offseason, because Matt's a gym rat. Since he's been a member of our team, it's hard to get him out of this building. And I just think you're seeing the fruits of his hard labor. Roddy has got a tremendous skill set. And I think something that's often overlooked is Roddy's an integral part in our success in running the football, not because he can create potential double coverage situations, but he is one of the best blocking receivers in the league. You know, he's got a background in wrestling. He was a state champion in high school, and he's very strong, and he understands leverage. And I think when you really watch the coaching tape, not only his ability to catch the ball, but his ability to block really stands out.
Mike, Matt's record at home, lots been made out of it, 18-1 as a starter. How's he been able to play to that level at home? And just talk a little bit about the home field advantage you guys have at the Georgia Dome and created there.
Well, it was something, Matt has played very good at home. Our football team has. And really, from the very beginning, we tried to set a plan for success to be a relevant team year in and year out and have sustainability. And I think it really starts with being able to be successful in your home stadium. And through the years, Lambeau Field has always been a tough place to play. I'm sure Green Bay's had very good records through the years when they're having success. And we felt that that's the first key is for us, is that we've got to make sure that we play extremely well at home. And I think the other thing that's helped us is the fans here in Atlanta. It's a great venue. They're very knowledgeable football fans. They know when to cheer, when not to cheer. And they have been a big, they have been a big part of it as well, with, procedural penalties. And when you get somebody behind the sticks because of a procedural penalty, it really helps you.
Mike, could you just talk about changing the culture there? I mean, last year, obviously you guys broke that long string of not having back-to-back winning seasons. Could you sense at the end of last year that this team was on the verge of something special, like the 8-2 run you've had this year and, top record in the NFC to this point?
I don't know if we really sensed anything. I know that our guys have worked extremely hard since we've been here. One of the things that Thomas and I, when we first got here, we wanted to change the culture of the not only of the team, but of the whole building and the organization. And it starts with Mr. Blank, and we want to have a communicative group of people that work together. And we've been very fortunate. We've had three solid draft classes, but we do have some very good mentors on our team, and we've been very fortunate to have basically at each position group at least one guy that can be the messenger that we can use as a coaching staff to take the message out to the troops, and it's been beneficial for us, and we're going to have fun. That's the one thing I've told the guys from the very beginning. We're going to have fun, but we're going to work hard, and we're going to try to be as focused as we possibly can. We all know what the task at hand is, and it's a pressure-packed profession that we're in, and there's time to have fun, and there's time to go to work, and I think the guys really have a good understanding of that. We've got a really good nucleus of football players that are going to help us become a team that's going to be able to sustain what we've started through these first 3 years.
Do you look at this game Sunday, Mike, as a chance for your team to kind of declare itself the team to beat in the NFC?
No, we look at this game as that, our goal is to be the better team on Sunday, and that's kind of how we've approached this from the very beginning. As I mentioned earlier, you want to be a relevant team year in and year out. You want to be a team that's in the discussion for, the postseason in the NFC. There's six teams that get an opportunity to play on. And, our thoughts are is that we're going to go out and be the best team each and every Sunday. And if we do that, that, we're going to look up in December and like where we're at. And that's kind of how we've approached it from the very beginning, guys.
Having 2-7-3 teams right on your heels, does that kind of keep them on the straight and narrow, too?
Well, I think that naturally, you know, the competition, you know where your competition is, and I think it is a motivating factor, but really we're trying to, you know, make